My dear friends, this is Dominic Solo, Christ Intervention Ministries. Always good to be with you. People say to me, Dominic, you're always so excited. Well, yes, because I'm either leading somebody out of hell into heaven, or I'm restoring a Christian who thinks somebody's convinced them that they've lost their salvation, or somebody who's been beat up by religion, or somebody who thinks they ran out of grace, or in other words, I'm restoring, reviving, that's what revival is, reviving, something was vived and you're reviving a Christian. And so, either side of that cross is so exciting. I'm either telling somebody about the Jesus who healed my body, or I'm telling somebody about Jesus who launched me and my wife around the world. It's so exciting, and my wife had a report dying in an emergency room. So no matter where we're talking in the Bible, no matter what the subject is, it's exciting. The Holy Spirit lives inside of me. I can feel him leaping inside of me when I talk about Jesus. When I talk about Abba Father, I can feel the Holy Spirit inside of me with the witness. That's how we know we are the sons of God, by the witness of the Spirit inside of us. And when I talk about the Holy Spirit, when I do my Holy Spirit teachings from my life and my testimonies and what the Holy Spirit is working through me and done in me, and the list is endless, even as I speak now, I feel this holiness. I feel this comfort come over me. I feel this peace over me. I feel this reverence. And I feel a slight bit of fear if I go to exaggerate anything or my soul gets involved, because the Holy Spirit, you can do all kinds of crazy things, but you can't blaspheme the Holy Spirit, the Bible says, and I don't want to get into that teaching right now. Very few people ever do that. See, I just start talking about the Holy Spirit, I get lost. The minute I start talking about him, there's this intoxication of the new wine that hits me. There's an intoxication of his comfort. It's the most incredible experience. For all of you out there who suffer anxiety, who don't want to live anymore, and you're in depression, no oppression, the Holy Spirit is such a comforter. I was so anxiety-filled all through school, butterflies in my stomach, every test. I skipped school the days I had to stand in front of the class and recite a poem. Here I am today, I've stood in front of 10,000 people, and it doesn't even bother me because of the Holy Spirit. When I'm weak, I'm strong. Oh, I would love you to get to know my Holy Spirit. I would love to have my Holy Spirit live inside of you. I would love you to build a relationship with the Holy Spirit. He's a person. The Bible says we can lie to him, we can vex him. He gives out the gifts as he wills. He's a person, and you can talk to him, and you can walk with him. Jesus said he had to go so that another would come. Another in Greek is one just like Jesus. That's the Holy Spirit. Jesus, when he comes back, will be just like him. The Bible is so beyond the human imagination, so beyond our thoughts, God's ways, his thoughts. It just blows us away. I mean, when you really get deep into the Word of God, when you get deep into what Paul talked about, the spiritual things, walking in the Spirit, there's no condemnation. It's like a fantasy book. It really is. That's why you meet some Holy Ghost people, they seem blasted, they seem on drugs, they seem like they don't care about anything on this world. Well, they don't. They really don't. They care about salvation, they care about rescuing people from hell, they care about ministering to the hurting and broken, but they don't really worry about this world, because the Bible says we're going to have a new world, and that's exciting. I mean, we walk in the kingdom of God, and when you have the Holy Spirit living you, it's so easy to understand. So, if you've never asked Jesus Christ to be a Savior, try it. Hey, Jesus, you real? Jesus, I heard you died for my sins. Well, here's my sins, Jesus. Now what's going to happen? I heard you want me to repent. Well, I'm sorry for the sins I committed. Even if you haphazardly start to do it, all of a sudden, you're going to feel the Spirit of God come on you, and you're going to know it's real. I've seen people do it. I've seen alcoholics do it. Just start talking to Jesus about salvation and watch what happens. I love you. You can email me at goodnews@gate.net. Goodnews@gate.net. Visit me on Facebook, Dominic Solo. God bless.